Hello, everyone. I'm Alex Majorana.
And I'm Sydney Lynch.
And this is Little Known Tracks. This week, we talked to New York-based artist Araya. To Araya, creating art is about consuming and collaborating and creating a community. Currently, in his Nacho Libre era, he talks about his philosophy of music and embracing the art you make.
His new album, Anime, is set to be released on May 17th with a hyperpop sound and a more optimistic view than his prior releases. He's currently working on his next project, Heart, which is also going to be the name of his first child.
Without further ado, Bleach Cut by Araya.
Baby, why are you thinking so hard?
Chris, Araya, thank you so much for being on with us tonight. It's a pleasure to get to chat with you.
Thank you so much for having me.
So I think the first thing that we wanted to talk to you a little bit about was design and photography and art. So you told us that you had a big interest in those things. Give us like the general rundown of what interests you about them and how you kind of got into them.
Ever since I was a kid, like my family and my just like supporting like people that I grew up with have always kind of like peeped that in me and have been, I'm like blessed with that. My family's super supportive of like not necessarily the arts, but like me and the arts, which is great. And I went to FIT for communication design and then exhibition design studies. And I think my time there like was really dope because like art is great, but then once you like fall into a community, it helps you make things real, you know, and it feels like less of this like pipe dream. Because I grew up in Long Island, and Long Island is pretty dope. It's not my favorite place in the world, just mainly because like a lot of the like art community sort of things here are like niche, you know, and they're not like as like highly favored as like places like the city or just like other like metropolis type beats where there's like an artist and that's like a character, you know? So it felt like I was being like a dreamer, just like wanting to like go to art school. And when I went over there, I just like met so many other like-minded people, and it made me feel super seen. But I also like immediately was like, okay, I'm competitive. I want to be so lit. I want to be the best. And so like community is dope for that, because like if you are dope and your peers are making like cool shit too, like it makes you want to go like harder. It makes you want to like make your art fire, because like the way that a lot of my classes work was like I loved like falling into the whole like critique thing, because it was giving pop star. It's like whatever you're making, like get up on a stage and present it, girl. You know, so yeah, I love that. I love that's how I feel about arts. And also just like once I fully kind of got like tapped in, I realized how relative like all of those worlds are. And if you kind of just, you know, like if you like love things, like you have to be a good consumer first before you're like an artist and a creator. You have to love things and you have to be like fearless and you have to love them with all of you. And then you can like understand how to create something for people, because you want to make something not for that middle consumer. You want to make it for that person that wants to love what you do, you know?
That's so interesting. Could you speak a little bit more towards that, and maybe how some of the music that you're making and the artistry that you're producing, like who is it that you want to be listening and to take away from your music?
Well, at first, when I first started making music, a big mission for me was to be kind of like this story that is not like so often told. You know, like I'm like a queer artist, and sometimes I feel like those stories, not that they're like brushed under, like, because though they are, like, I just felt like. Like Lady Gaga was super major to me, like in her like moment, like coming into fame, because of like the things that she co-signed and the way that she co-signed them, like the community she gathered, you know. And then once she had that community, the way that she catered to them, because she loved the gays, and so the gays loved her. It was like a mutual fountain where like before she was lit, she was like, even if like this is all I have, I'm going to love them with all I have. Like, I definitely make music for the girlies, for the minequitas, but it's not like centered. Like, I'm more like, like growing up like in Long Island, like I had like hella internalized homophobia. Like no gay person wants to admit that, but like we're all somewhat a product of our environment. And I think that crafted like a lot of like who I am, you know, going like adhering to that and like going against it AF. And I think my music is like a balance of like those things where like I'm constantly reinforcing like a masculinity that I don't directly identify with. But I think it's important to like push like the message in my music. And I'm making music for like that person that doesn't feel like they're represented, even in the queer community, even in the femme community, even in like what is queer and what's making fire shit right now. Like I love, like, I think people who I like directly, like I love how Arca's doing it. I love how like Russa, I don't know, is doing it. This like a label out of Spain. Frank, obviously, like I love Lady Gaga's track record. She's like, she's having a moment right now. I love her, but it's like this. Like I didn't love Chromatica, but it's okay. I just love her. I love her. I love the Rain song. I love her like comments about we got free rain. Like I love that. But yeah, I think artists should learn how to be a fan first for the music that they're making, you know. And if like if you can't, like, I don't know, that's why like my artist peers who are like haters, I'm like, how do you make art? Like, how do you just hate everything and then make art after? Like, I don't know how that works, you know. Like, you, like, I always talk to my artist homies about like when I started making music and like putting it out, it's like I sacrificed this like sort of naiveness in my creative process where all I was doing was kind of like in this bubble of like just like looking out into like what existed and not thinking about like trying to make this about me, you know. But I value like so heavily that time in my life, because it was giving baby. It was giving, well, I love this because of who I am. I love this because of what I've never seen in my real life communities and like what I've never heard from a friend, what I've never heard from the people that I love, you know? And it's good to know that those mentalities are out there, because I think like my music right now is about just trying to like make somebody feel less alone, because like that's my deepest fear, is just like irrational loneliness and like dark place, you know? So.
Because it's like while you're making the music for the community, you're also making it for you.
No, exactly.
And you're making it for you first and then sharing it with the people who listen, you know?
Yeah, I'm making it for me first. But this is, okay, sorry. I don't even know if this is like, this is not giving like a degree, but like, I feel like I'm in my Nacho Libre art. And I want to talk about this because I just watched this a week ago when he was wrestling and, is it Encarnacio? Encarnacio was like, Nacho, like, wrestling is a sin. Pero, if you go in there and you fight for the right cause, God will be with you in the ring. And, like, it's all metaphors and it's all, like, shapes. But, like, that's how I feel about my music right now, where for so long, a lot of my music was about, like, identity manifesting and, like, trying to figure out my own artistry. And I do feel like with, like, the music that I'm working on now, it's called Heart, post-anime. It's, like, about that. It's about, like, me trying to fill those gaps and, like, storytell for, like, a legit story that I feel is untold. Like, I'm trying to bridge this gap for, like, people like me, you know, and, like, going into it super intentionally, where I hope with all of my heart that with the things that I do, that they're helping people like that regardless, you know? But it's really nice to go into it with that sort of intention, because it feels like it's bigger than me and I haven't even dropped it, you know?
I was going to say, we're jumping way ahead. We were going to talk about anime.
Listen, and we're still going to do that. All over the place already.
We're going to talk about anime. We're going to talk about Heart. We're going to talk about it all.
It's giving current event. Like, this is the key. This is my real life right now. Like, like anime is dropping, but like she was booked and slotted like months ago. You know what I'm saying? The hair is still here, but I'll. Like, that was an anime girl months ago. I'm an anime girl forever. Like, kawaii in my soul. Like, like obviously, like, I'm a little Thai boy. Like, I'm a muñequita. Like, I love. But it's giving, like, I don't know. It's giving, like, even, like, a reaction to anime, you know? Even, like my soul, I'm half Chilean and I'm half Thai. Like, I am helplessly melancholic, you know? And I feel like my reaction to anime and it being so upbeat and me trying to tell the story with that lightheartedness and a smile and at times like the humility that like anime took for me to make, and this pop humility sonically, like it being, I feel like pop is like humble, and I know that sounds silly, but I think anybody whose heart is breaking, they want to sit at a piano and they want to just let their heart pour out and they want to feel it break, and you know, and I feel like if you can make that into a pop song, like it's, you're sacrificing some, and this is my opinion, you're sacrificing some part of like that emotional like directness or visceral feeling to make it digestible, you know, and I think like that's how anime felt for me, and I didn't mind doing that because that was like the schmood. I wanted to be associated with like the tonality that like my music is upbeat and that it's giving dance and that it's giving happy, you know? And my reaction to that immediately with Heart was like, okay, no more, no mas, you know? And that doesn't mean that the music is sad, but it's just, it feels like it's like, okay, like, I think it's super relevant. I think once we go, I don't mean to go so hard.
No, it's okay. This is your podcast. I haven't
wrote a song in English in like 5 songs. I'm writing all my music in Spanish right now. Like, I'm all over the place. I'm like literally all over. I just went to Mexico for a month. And I was like over there, like, because I only listen to like Latin artists right now. Like, my whole tea is like, I'm only listening to like BB Tricks, like Ruzowski, like Ralphie Chu. I'm listening to like old Arca. I'm listening to just like the girlies who are like pushing pushing sound and pushing sonics in the Latin community because they're doing something crazy over there right now. Like this reggaeton techno, this alt reggaeton, this shit has never been done before. And Rosalia too, you know, like this is like, it's major, you know, and it also goes against like what machismo is. It's like music will break these barriers that exist. And I think that's why I'm so into it, because like it's so political without being political at all. You know, it's so like, I don't know, not to be like anti-traditional, but there's like machismo is traditional and no me gusta, you know, like I don't think we need that, but it is in our tradition to some extent, you know. So yeah,
I think that's such an interesting way of going about that and like talking about this, like, oh, I haven't written a song in English in so long, and that really seems like it does go back to the being a consumer first. Like, you're listening to this and you are really just enveloping yourself in this music and starting to do something new and just kind of breaking new barriers and stuff. So that's a really interesting way to do it. And again, you're showcasing that is exactly how you function as an artist.
Yeah, it's not like the same as like method acting, because it's way more natural than that, but it's like I used to like when I was like peak, like dropping stuff, like it was legitimately hard for me to listen to music that was not my own. And like, I'm so happy that I can like veer away from that. There was a solid year and a half where I was like, of course I was listening to music that wasn't my own, but I was just constantly like going to hear my music because it felt like purposeful, because I was refining and I was like thinking about how to make it better and da da da. But it's like, I need to listen to music. I need to hear what else is out there. It's the same way that like when I went to art school, like the best, some of the best advice I got was just, bro, like pay attention to graphic design, go get a book, like see what has existed before you, you know? And like, if you can see that and you can take it in, I mean, we're all just like little file cabinets of like things that we love and things that we like, you know? And so like, yeah, I should read a book too. Damn, I should read a damn book while I'm at it.
God, this is my point. That. We're all little file cabinets. That's so true.
We are.
We just have so much information about what's going on. But in that vein of, you were listening to your own music to do that refining, to figure out kind of how to make it better. Is it typical of your process of like, whatever you're currently listening to also bleeds into what you're making, what you're writing, what you're designing, through that kind of like, I want to say like osmosis of like, here's consuming versus what's going into
it. I love osmosis. I love that for this. It's giving it's all the same vein and that relativity that goes back to where it's like, you have to have a selflessness to like listen to this shit and be like, okay, being a part of this doesn't make me like, we're in a renaissance of art. Like, if you want to be a part of something, do it. You are not none of these things, these creative like outlets are VIP clubs that people cannot enter anymore, you know? So if you want to do something and it's like, you know, culturally non-offensive, then I believe that people should do it and that people should have fun and they should experience things and just see like how colorful their soul actually is, you know, because nobody knows themselves as well as they would like to, you know? And I think that like through these focuses and these muses that I've had, I've gotten to like know myself like so much better. And I think that my pen in Spanish is beautiful and is almost more poetic than my pen in English, you know? So it makes me so happy. And Chilean people, we've been fighting war with poetry for years, you know? So it makes me feel good in my heart. Yeah.
Is there, when it comes to your music, is there a different writing process or a different inspiration behind when you're penning in English versus penning in Spanish for the outcomes of the music? Like, is it kind of a different process, I guess?
Well, so I grew up in a Spanish speaking household and didn't like, I can understand. I would always say like, when people would ask me if I like speak Spanish, like so literally, I would be like, I don't speak Spanish, but nobody can talk shit about me in Spanish because I was, you know what I'm saying? Like, I was raised in a household where it's like, that ain't gonna fly because I know what that looks like. I know what it sounds like, you know? But most recently, like, after being in Mexico and I've been working with my artist friend, Chris, like, heavily. And he, like, his focus is also in, like, Latin music, and we both just, like, have the same interests and, like admirations, like, artistically, and it helps when you have, like, a peer. He's also Chilean, so, like, it helps when you have, like, a peer that, you know, you do it and you try something and you have that validation from someone who appreciates the same things as well. I mean, you don't want yes men around you, you know, but it's important to have, it's important to also, like, I get really scared when I have those artists who are very, like, go into, like, a cave, and then they're, like, it really doesn't matter what anybody thinks about this at all. It doesn't even matter what I think about it. Because it's just, like, kind of does, baby. Like, in Slay, because, it's very camp. It's very rustic boots. Like, I love, like, go into the cave, like, if you must. But, like, I just think that it's important. Like, my music is about people, and it's about love. You know, and it's like, I want to play it for people. I want them to love it, you know, and
it's all about the community. It all comes exactly. back to community.
Exactly. And that's like what I make music for. And I make music so my voice and my, like, I think that the best parts about myself can be shared with other people through music, you know, and I can, there's not so many other things in life where you can kind of pick and choose, like, the amounts of yourself that people get to experience, you know? So, yeah.
Yeah, that is entirely fair. I feel like we have said so much about your philosophy of music at this point, but I don't know that we have talked a whole lot about, I guess, like, the process of making it.
Yeah.
So let's talk a little bit about the process of your music. The last two singles that have come out, Bleach Cut and Makima, and we know Angel Cry is supposed to come out soon. Let's talk about those three in particular and talk about, like, the writing process and the production process for making those songs.
Yeah, so I basically worked on the entirety of, except with one song being an exception on the project, which is Addict, with this producer, Frankie Skoka, who helped, like, pioneered, like, the biggest hits to come out of the New Jeans records. So, like, he did Super Shy, like, sole producer credits on Super Shy. It might not be sole. I think he might have worked with another person, but I know, like, it's so funny because my producer blew up before me, that, like, when people hear my music, they're like, it's giving Frankie Skoka. And I'm like, it is. It is. It's giving DMB girlies. I think it was important because, like, the first song that me and Frankie ever made was actually Echo on my project Ethos. It helped, like, guide this project. This kind of project is, like, an homage to, like, our first song. And I would go and take a train ride, like, an hour and a half upstate to his home studio in Somers, New York. I don't know if he wants me to say that, but in Somers, New York. And we would just, a lot of these songs, they're day sessions. We, like, work on them for 8 hours, and then we, like, do a little mix, and that's it. Like, it's like, that's this wild. These are the emotions for the day. This is how it felt, and it starts from nothing. We would make it from scratch every day. Sometimes I would go there with chords. Sometimes I would go there with, like, an idea. Like, I'm, like, I'm not, like, musically trained whatsoever, but, like, me and my piano were like this, and, like, I feel like, yeah, like, this, like, Arena and Anime, they're solely, like, piano and synth projects. There's no guitar. And so, like, it was really just me falling in love with, like, analog and falling in love with synth sounds and falling in love with all of these, like, beautiful things that could come out of Frankie's Prophet and just going there and, like, getting lost in the sound bank and getting lost in, like, Frankie's, like, beautiful sense of, like, drum and production. And so, yeah, that's really Anime. Anime was, like, like also like the my single Electro Devil. The project was supposed to be called Electro Devil, and it was going to be like a title track, because when I was writing Arena, which is my most recent release before Anime, it was very Heartbreak Hotel. So it was the synth, but it was like that lack of charisma, and it was that melancholic look out into the sky. And then instead of having a positive thought, it was like feeling all of it, you know, and going with that. Where Anime, Electro Devil, when I made that song, it was the first song where I was like, I said to Frankie, I'm like, oh my God, like, I'm not writing about my broken heart for the first time. It felt so good. I feel so free. Like, and I want, like, that feeling of like stepping away from like that mentality. That's like what I want, like, people to gather from this project, where it's like, there is still very much that like emotional foundation to every song, where like Makima, I'm writing about like a shapeless love, you know? So it's like, still there is like this toil a little bit, but it's still like the positive, you know? It's like choosing, it's just choosing like that positivity. And then I feel like the music, like, we wanted it to feel like that too, you know? But like BPM wise, like, just beat, I wanted like the sonics to feel like hyperpop influenced, because like that a lot of the hyperpop music, like, because of the way that it's structured, it's like, so like, it's pop, it's hyperpop, you know? It's giving like, you know, and I wanted to like lean into that with like Anime, and I wanted to be like Anime pop star, like, era, like DNB, very DNB, very hyper pop influence with those like emotional R&B like chords that would root everything. Because for me, it's like, I'm down to like throw the song into a blender, tie dye it, destroy it, and then like pour acid on it, but like the chords, it needs to start with like chords that like I could write a beautiful sad song to as well, you know? So
I have a clarifying question in regards to what you were just talking about, and you said that you went to the studio day sessions and just did everything there, and like, you maybe had chords on occasion. So did you have like none of the other writing done? Like, you literally just went up there and were like, fuck it, let's make a song?
Oh, 100%. Like, every day.
That's crazy.
Cool.
And like sometimes and sometimes like a lot of the songs on Anime, because of the way that like the way that my mind was turning during that time, it would be like me and Frankie, like, Frankie is a god, so you guys know, like, on production level, like, it would be me and him, like, working on a beat together, and then it would, a lot of it would just be, like, a freestyle for, like, an hour or 2 hours, and then we were just, like, mining through for, like, lines and melodies that, like, resonated and that felt, like, important. And, yeah, so, I mean, I think that that's, like, low-key my, like, sauce, too. Like, I'm, like, I think, like, like, my on-the-spot, like, writing is, like, something that I'm, like, really proud of. I just started doing, like, songwriting, too, for, like, on, like, 88 Risings, like, publishing. So I'm, like, pretty locked in with that. It's, like, that's, like, my thing. I'm trying to make it my thing, at least.
That's so interesting.
It's, like, free-flow poetry and then, like, edited to just fit the vibe exactly that you're working with.
No, literally. And I love that you called it free flow poetry, because before I was writing songs, I was writing hella poetry. I wrote like a whole like poem book. Like,
oh wow.
Yeah, I used to be like really one of the poems that I wrote, I actually turned into like a song. It's called like Coral Prince. And I used to like make these like painting like collages to like go with them and stuff, and it, they like meant like a lot to me, and my writing is like so similar, you know? Like, I think my writing, I want it to be more visual, but I think like a lot of like the visual identity in my writing comes from like the poetry that I used to write.
That's so interesting. So when you go in for these sessions, do you go in with kind of an intention? You said this album was a little bit, was more positive than some of the music that you've written that was more heartbreaky before. Did you go in with the intention of like, this is what I'm going to be singing about, writing about today? Or is it just a free flow and you kind of see where it connects as you're doing it?
It's super free flow, because if I go in there, right, and I have too much of like this idea, sometimes it feels like what's natural and what's just in the air can kind of fight that off. And I never, I don't ever let it like not win, you know? So I'm just like, I'm always letting like the room win, because like I'm trying to be like what I feel and like what is around me, you know? And I don't, and I think that like with anime, like I said, it was supernatural, where like it felt so good to make and write music like that, because it was super reactionary to like how melancholic and how Heartbreak Hotel Arena was. I was saying how it felt like Arena was kind of like chaotic evil, and like anime was like chaotic good, and it was like these like ultimatum perspectives. And now I feel like moving forward, it's me like acknowledging like those like parts of myself, and like sonically how I lent myself to those parts of myself, because I was like, oh, when I'm happy, I want to make like DNB, I want to make dance, and I want to make like electronic, and I want to feel that, like that's my soul when it feels like charismatic, you know? And then Arena, like that's home, you know, like naturally, like I've like, you know, I was a sad kid, you know? So like being and feeling and like staying in the consistency of like being happy and being positive is like new to me, and it's like a new practice. And yeah, I think that's what's been like guiding it. And the new stuff feels like a cute balance, but yeah.
Yeah. I can't get over the comparison you made earlier when you were like, this is my Nacho Libre moment.
No, because
I think that is so funny. And again, the way you have like the one scene that you described, and the way that you have been kind of describing this like harmonious mix, and kind of it feels like coming to terms with your style and the way you write and like what you want to be as an artist.
Exactly.
And that is such a fun comparison, and it's also so on point.
You feel me? Because it's like, bro, because literally like I would be like writing these like kind of like EP synopsises, and I'm like, damn, this is like the third project in the row where I'm like, this project is an identity of self-discovery, and I'm just like, yes, and slay, and like it's important that I do that, but like having that intention where like when I sat there with myself and I felt like that, it made me, it like, I don't know, it made me like unlock this like sense of purpose in myself. Like that was so beautiful. And I'm like, girl, this is Nacho Libre. And I'm just like, I can't act like I didn't just see that movie like 3 days before I had the thought, you know? But it was just like, everyone should see that movie and have that thought. Everyone should love what they're doing and then want to do it for the right reasons. Like it shouldn't be enough that we're doing it and that it makes us happy. You know, like let's think about the effect, you know, or if the effect is in front of us and we're living it, like let's acknowledge it and like guide it towards something that we care about, you know? So I think that's what I'm on right now. AF.
We have some beautiful takeaways from this episode. These are some wise words you are blessing us with today.
Oh, you're so sweet. You're so sweet.
Oh my goodness. So in that, what you have been writing, you told us a little bit about Heart earlier, and talked about basically that. So what is it that we can expect to kind of hear from that? I mean, anime, we have this upbeat hyperpop, like we have a lot of fast, strong, very positive sounds. Is that going to be like drastically changing with Heart, or is it still going to be like some of that upbeat, like a lot of synth, things of that nature? You said that there wasn't guitar on the last one. Is that something that's going to be on this?
Yeah, I mean, so like Ethos and Atlas were like the projects that I put out my first two that kind of like gave me my name like in this whole thing, and a lot of the music was guitar based. So it kind of feels like a little bit of like a home for me, even though I play the piano, because like I said, on the whole, like essence of community, like when I was making those projects, that's when I met my band. That's when my name was attached to other individuals that existed on this earth. And like, if my guitarist, if like the people in my band wanted to like, were jamming, they're going to pick up their guitar. You know what I'm saying? And like, we're throwing chords on everything, but it was beautiful to let like something else that came from something else like be so important, you know, because it was like I told you, that mission of like a being bigger than me. Yeah, I think like visually, like anime is like this club. There's like this like is this gay club, and it's really cute, and all the girlies are dressed so good, and everyone looks so good, and they're slaying. Everyone has a bang, a blunt bang. Everyone in the club has a blunt bang, and then heart. I've just been describing it as it's like post rave core. So it's okay. You're at this club. I don't condone drug use. You took Molly at the club. You're rolling off Molly. And there's this drive home where you're coming down and you're thinking about the night you just had, and you're in that car and you're thinking about that night, and you can still hear the music in your ears a little bit. That's hard, you know? And you get home and Bae is shirtless on the couch playing guitar. That's hard. That's hard. That's what it's giving. It's giving that visual. It's giving to have a good time. Like heart is like the party. Like we felt the party. It's ringing in our ears, but we're not at the party, you know? And it's also, I think that a lot of the guitar music that I was making, like definitely like with like Atlas and like pre Ethos, cause Ethos was a little bit more experimental and more fun. But I'm really into like this kind of concept of like not being like coy with like distortion and kind of like destroying a good idea to like access all the possibilities within. And by that I just mean like when me and my homies like we get some good chords, I'm like constantly reinstilling this concept where it's like, okay bro, like the chords are fire, these are beautiful, but give them away to the DAW and have fun with them now and distress them. And like how much beauty can we like achieve in distressing this thing that you are attached to, but only to a certain extent. Because if you're attached to something so much and you're like, oh, like raise my guitar. Like I would work with people where they're like, please raise my guitar because I can't hear it. And it's like, bro, why are you so insecure to lose this something if you've given it away to the song, you know? And it's like, I think like getting away from that insecurity, breaking the grid, which is like another concept that I get from like my time in graphic design, where it's like acknowledging the grid to break it is like so relevant with like heart, where it's like guitar. And I'm like, yeah, put guitar. Like I'll start a song and I'll be like, I want this song to feel like a campfire song. And then like, we're like destroying it and throwing like Norwegian black metal vibes, like on the second half of it. And just like stuff like that, just like having fun and trying to push, like I'm trying to make heart is very future. You know, but the sonics and like in relation to my other stuff, like I think about that post rave core, and it's post rave core because it's really inspired by kind of like 90s techno with this like dark, almost like the feeling of like, I'm also by like a current project like Gorillaz, like Andromeda, I feel like has that essence of like this future, but it's like post rave because there's like these dancey elements, like, but it's not so like I don't know how to explain it,
like
I don't
know. Prominent in the music,
exactly. It doesn't feel like pop, it feels like it's just guiding melodies, and they're it's like transit, you know what I mean? Like sure. It's like those moments that feel dancey and where there's like a kick and there's like a four on the floor, it's just moving you to the next section of the song, you know. And I feel like there's like a lot of moments like that. There's hella heart is Heart is crazy. She's for the crazy girls. It's not like she's not shy. She's not coy. I don't want people to think like I'm going like Kelly Clarkson mode. Love her, by the way. It's not giving that. It's just like it's giving like there is guitar, but it's like eclectic, and she's strange, and she's fun, and she's a little happy, and she's a little sad, but she's a. I named the song Heart because I thought about how my entire life I never wanted to have kids. Cause like it's giving gay man, and I'm confused about that whole vibe, and I was just kind of like, yo, I kind of want to have a kid now, and whatever it looks like or it is, like I'm just gonna name it Heart, and I'm not gonna give it my last name, and I'm just it's gonna be like my heart, like my little heart, then I was like, okay, before I have a kid, I can make this album. And see, you know, and so I'm just like, that's like the preface. Like, I want to treat this thing like that. I want to raise it up with like the qualities, you know what I mean? Like, that's how I'm treating it. Like, I want it to be a part of me and a part of my identity, but it's like, what do you go forth with? Like, what am I, just this like concept of like being future and like going forwards and just not being shy. You know, there's like this like whole like industry like view thing, you know, like I don't think that like I'm not trying to be someone that doesn't act like I'm not like aware of those things, but I think like in being aware of it and like submitting to that reality, there's like power in being like, okay, well, not right now, not in my space right now. And I think heart is like a lot of that too. So reaction to anime, it's important. I'm not going to talk about that, but it's giving that. Sorry.
I think it's so interesting the way you're talking about this in the almost like different senses, right? So you're like, visually, this is what it is. It's like that post-rave, you're driving home. And like in my brain, it's almost maybe a feeling of nostalgia or longing or like even regret maybe, right? But then you talk about it like this future, like sonically, and the way that it sounds is still like transit. It is movement kind of. And I think there's like this interesting kind of comparison going on with like maybe like the story that you're trying to tell with it and the way that it is sounding.
Yeah.
And I don't have a question necessarily. I just think that there's a lot of interesting comparisons in the way that you talk about your music that is very evocative of a lot of different things in a lot of different ways. And I am excited to get to hear what those points are.
Me too. I'm so excited to drop this stuff because like anime, like she's my baby and I'm so excited to drop her too. But like I'm an artist and like what I'm working on right now is my muse. And so anime is another one of like my children that like I'm giving to the world. But what built anime, I need to acknowledge, is a reaction to a really sad, heartbreaking time in my life. And I don't feel like heart is so as reactionary as anime was. Heart kind of feels like her own thing, you know? And I just think that's really cool. I think that that's really cool. It's giving like this album of, it's giving me like a fresh start, almost in a way, you know, where like not everything has to be like, oh, well, that hurt, so now this is lit, and that was lit, so now this is that. That's what I meant with like this kind of like chaotic good and chaotic evil, and then everything moving forward kind of being this neutral where I feel like I'm sitting in the closest version of like what is my sound, you know. And it's interesting because I played this for like a couple people in LA and they'll be like, that's definitely a sound. Like, I'm not like, you know, like I'm not here to be like yes man perceived right now. Like, I don't need that. Like, I want to, that's what I'm saying. I want to be that story that isn't told right now. And like, I want to be that song that, you know, people are not hearing, you know? And even if it's like, I don't know, me and my friends who like are on the same vibe, like we call this shit like alchemy. Like, we think we're scientists, like, you know, like it's giving us purpose. Like, we want to push it forward and not to be so grandiose, but like, this is what I love to do. This is all I have. So this is my art, you know? So this is like, it's giving alchemy. Like, it's giving like potions. It's giving like a little bit of this. Like, I ain't scared, you know? Like,
yeah. And like, you got to own it.
Exactly.
This is yours. This is what you're making.
Exactly. When you own it, it feels good, and you might just name your child the album. You know what I'm saying? Like, it hits like that. It really does. You're like, you know what? My child's name. Boom. Like, because I really mean it. Like,
yeah. Is this a test drive for your kid's name, or is it like
just one name, heart?
Is that
like
what
share.
This is?
Yes, exactly.
This is a
exactly.
test drive.
It's more just like I would love for this project to do what I think it can, and for it to kind of be like, I want it to just be something beautiful. I want it to. Yeah. I want you know, I just want to create, I want there to be something beautiful here before it helps me too, you know. And like, I don't know, I think it's just so honest. Also, all my albums, they have like 5-letter names, so it's like Atlas, Ethos, Anime, Arena, Heart. So yeah, so it's giving heart. And it's also just like, before I put it on Anime, I remember my focus was going to kind of be just like sonically like pulling back, because a lot of like my fans, like, and like the people who like my music, they always want to hear like acoustic stuff from me, or they love when I go like, turn a tune off type beat. Like, I'm not giving them that with heart, like, at all. Like, but there's this, and I hope, like, there's this, like, sense of, there's this sense of, like, awareness, though, for that, you know, where there's, like, moments when I'm, like, in the song, I'm gonna name drop because I love her, but there's a song called Easy Prey, and the entire, like, verses of the song, there's, like, this imagine heap, like, kind of treatment to the vocals, and then on the hook, on the chorus, where I'm normally trying to figure out this, like, beautiful, like, technological, I've used the word gimmick, I know people think that's, like, offensive, I don't, I think it's, like, a design term, it's, like, girl, where's the punchline, what's the gimmick, did you do something great, you know, what's the star of the show, and I'm always trying to fit that into the hook, but for Easy Prey, we just turned off the tune, just turned it off for the hook, so you feel all that production. And then when the hook drops, it's just me. It's the bare minimum chords. And I didn't make choices like that for people. But when I was making them, it felt good because I was like, okay, people love this. And now it feels right, you know, because I'm making so much of, I'm contributing so much to this certain world. Like, it feels good to like break that. And again, the grid, it's just the grid. For me, the grid, I only see grid. I think, like, a lot of the time, like, people and, like, my peers, they kind of get overwhelmed in, like, kind of the sea of, like, possibility. But it's just, like, if you look at what you've already done and, like, what you haven't, like, girl, go to where you haven't. Are you depressed? Go where you haven't. Try to feel something different. I don't know. It's simple like that for me. It's simple like that for me just because, like, I wanted to save myself. So that's what we did. But, yeah.
Beautiful.
Yeah.
Listen, again, I think it's safe to say we're excited to hear when all this comes out. Excited for everyone else to get to hear Anime, because that is also an amazing album. Sydney, did you have any other questions for Araya?
So where can we find and follow you online and listen to all of your music?
Okay, well, I'm Araya on Spotify, SoundCloud, and all the platforms, Apple Music as well. And on Instagram, I'm Araya World, and on TikTok, I'm Araya Club. And yeah, that's really it. That's where I'm really active. But I'm really active on my IG, so come say what's good on my IG. And I'm really sweet to people on there too, so period.
Perfect.
And I'm going to start posting on Reels, so it's giving humiliation ritual. Humiliation ritual incoming. So, period. If you like
real. Well, once again, Araya, thank you so much for being on with us tonight. It's been a pleasure talking to you.
Yeah, you guys are so sweet. This is so fun. Thank you so much for having me.
Thank you for listening to Little Known Tracks. If you or a loved one want to be featured, send us an email at littleknowntrackspodcast@gmail.com. Also, feel free to follow us over on Twitter and Instagram at LKTPod for more information about the podcast, when episodes come out, and occasionally giveaways and things of that nature. Thank you again for listening. See you next week.